The Gospel according to John chapter number 5. John chapter number 5. And we're just going to look at a few verses here on a subject that the Lord spoke to my heart about a few days ago as I was reading through these verses, these chapters. And you ought to try to make notes what the Lord shows you when you're reading. If you read a whole chapter and the Lord didn't give you something, you might want to go back and reread it. I don't know. It's hard to believe that you could read a whole chapter and the Lord not show you something, the Lord not give you something. I've done that. I've done it before. Read a chapter and get nothing. And it was because my attention was elsewhere. You got to be focused and pray. Lord, show me something. Feed me. Give me something from your word. Anyway, I was reading these verses and the Lord spoke to my heart. And there was a word that just jumped off the page at me that I want to just look at for a little bit tonight. In John chapter number 5, we'll begin reading in verse 38. We'll just jump into the text in verse 38. And the Bible says, "And ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they that which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." A person that is not saved tonight, I just read why. "Ye will not." Didn't say you could not. Said you will not. "You will not come to me that you might have life." And that verse implies that until you come to him, you don't have life. Before you come to him, you know nothing about what real living is all about. I thought when I was lost that I knew what living was about and thought I'd attained some levels that most people might look to attain. But I knew nothing. I'm testifying tonight. I knew nothing about life until I came to him. And he said, "You will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men. But I know you, that you have not the love of God in you." Now notice that statement. Jesus said, "But I know you." You can fool me, and that right easily. You can fool others, but you are not fooling God. "But I know you," he said. And what he said he knew was an inside thing. "I know," he said, "I know you, that you have not the love of God in you." Verse 43, "I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive." In other words, any person that comes that's popular, they've got a name, they're coming in their own name. He said, you'd receive him. You'd receive that person. Verse 44, "How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?" And we'll stop reading there. The word honor spoke to me and stood out to me in my attention as I was reading these verses just a few days ago in my devotions. And that word honor really, really spoke to my heart. In verse number 44, how can you believe which receive? Here, and I'm fixing to read what most people live for. What causes most people's wheels to turn is that they receive honor one of another. They receive honor one from another and seek not the honor that cometh from God. Now, just looking at verse 44, you'll note right there very easily that, and actually my first point is the sources of honor. There are two sources of honor. As the scriptures reveal in verse 41, there is the honor that comes from men. Or as verse 44 would reveal, it is an honor that comes one from another. But then the other source of honor is found in verse 44, and you seek not the honor that cometh from God only. And I begin to meditate and think about that word honor in its resources. Which one of those resource of honor is most meaningful to you? I believe it's pretty easy to identify someone that lives for and lives off of the honor of men. I believe it's pretty evident. I don't believe you can keep that hid. I believe it's pretty evident. But I believe I can say along with the context right here, you can't have both. You cannot have the resource of honor that comes from humanity, that comes from your peers, that comes from your friends, that comes from others, and then have the honor that comes from God. You will have one or the other. You will seek one or the other. One or the other will be important to you, but both of them will not be. And so there is the sources of honor. The word honor in the text just simply would refer to praise or glory. People living off of the praise of men. If you want to know the truth about it, that's what's behind popularity. That's what's behind popularity, is that drive and that desire to be honored of men. And this is so strong of a force that many people will do most anything in order to have it. Many of us adults, we could think about when we were younger, how and what we did many times just simply for the sake of having some recognition and having some applause, having a pat on the back and having the honor of men. Jesus said that He honored the Father and the Father honored Him. And men will not honor Christ naturally. Look in verse 23 of the same chapter. This is what Jesus said. This is His desire. This is what He deserves. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent Him. So we find there are two sources of honor. And by the way, you can be on both sides of the receiving and the giving of honor. Now there's a good honor. There is giving honor to whom it is due. There is a good honor, but we're not talking about the good honor. We're talking about an honor that will drive you and control you and motivate you and manipulate you and cause you, my friend, to live a certain way and do certain things all for the sake of having attention and having applause and having the honor which comes from men. Yes, amen. Amen. I'm going to read a verse or two. Listen to this verse right here. John 15 and verse 8. Listen to this verse of Scripture. You can turn there if you'd like to. John 15 and verse 8. I believe it's verse number 8. No, that's not it. Let me look right here. John 15 honoreth me with their... No, Matthew. Wrong book, right chapter. Matthew 15:8. Just making sure he's following along. Matthew 15:8. Look what Jesus said. Matthew 15 and verse number 8. This people, he just identified this people as hypocrites in verse number 7. And those, listen, he says in verse 8, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and, watch this, and honoreth me with their lips. Watch this though, but their heart is far from me. You just got a description of a hypocrite. Lips, but no life. Words, but no worship. They have the lip service. It might even be in a testimony. But Jesus said, I'm noticing something. Your heart is far from me. What you say means very little to the Lord if it's not heart, if there's no heart in it. But I just wanted to read that verse that Jesus said that there are such people like that that honors Him with their lips, but their heart is far from Him. I want you to turn, if you will, back, and we'll talk about some more of these resources in just a second. But look in Proverbs, if you will. And I've noticed this in just meditating on these verses and this line of thought about the honor. Those that are interested in honoring God are also interested in being honored by God. Those that want God to honor them, which I believe ought to be a desire of people that are saved, is to want to be honored of God, want to honor God. Proverbs 3 and verse number 9, honor the Lord. You hear me? Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increases. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Notice he said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. And then Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 33. Proverbs 15 and verse 33. Notice in this verse of Scripture, Proverbs 15 and verse 33, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Before honor is humility. What a principle. What a standard that ought to guide our life. Honor. Jesus even said on one occasion, if I honor myself. And that's what a lot of people do. They honor themselves. But he was talking about his honor was nothing if he honors himself. But let's get back to our thought of the message, and that is, first of all, the resources or the sources of honor. One, there is the source of from men, the honor that comes from men. Look, if you will, in John 12. John chapter number 12. I'm just giving you some things the Lord gave me the other morning. The Lord brought this to my attention this afternoon about preaching this tonight. I said, okay. In John chapter number 12, look at this right here. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 42. John 12, 42, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed. How many believed? Many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Now what about that? Many believed on him, but would not confess him because of the Pharisees. And the next verse tells us why. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. What about that? Their desire to have an honor from men in this text superseded their desire of having God honor them. They believed on God. They were convinced of who Jesus was. The work was done, but they would not confess Him. Why? Because they had a greater admiration for the Pharisees' treatment of them, the Pharisees' praise of them, than they did the praise of God. I just read one sentence, declaration, and description of what's wrong with our churches and what's wrong with our country. God's people that are true believers, that are more interested in the praise of men, that are more interested in the praise of a boyfriend or the praise of a girlfriend than the praise of God. Did Jesus not deserve for those that believed on Him to confess Him? There's a whole lot talked about in the Scripture about confessing with your mouth. Amen. Even in Romans chapter number 10, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But I just read to you, and you followed along, the Bible said that many of them believed but would not confess the Lord because of the Pharisees. The Pharisees was a crowd that didn't even love Jesus. The Pharisees, my friend, was basically against the Lord. So here was a crowd that believed, but was being controlled by their desire and their want of praise from a people that doesn't even love Jesus. A lot of young people today that believe will not confess Him verbally, will not confess Him visibly with your lifestyle and along with your lips, because you're more interested in getting praise and applause and glory and recognition and attention from people that don't even love the Lord. In fact, they don't just love the Lord, they work against Him. The Pharisees was that religious crowd, and they probably done as much damage to the work of Christ as anybody. But yet here were some believers that wanted their praise more. Look at that word, more. It wasn't that they weren't wanting the praise of Christ, that they didn't want Christ to honor them and to praise them. They didn't. It wasn't that. It was the fact of what was more. They wanted more. They loved more the praises of men more than the praises of God. I can't get a hold of that statement. Notice that. They loved it. Being popular, friend, is not just a fad or a fashion or the going thing. Being popular and living for the praise of men, my friend, is something that you love. It's an affection issue. Who you desire to honor and to receive honor from boils down to a love issue. You know why people don't govern their life and direct their life in a way that'll bring and give honor to God and to give honor to Jesus and receive honor from Him? It's because you don't love Him. I know that's plain. I know that's plain and to the point. But did not Jesus say to that same crowd in our text, I know you. What did He say? I know about you. I know you that you have not the love of God in you. He said, I know why you're not interested in the honor that comes from God. It's because you don't love God. That's what He was telling them. I know you. You don't have the love of God in your heart. You will seek to be honored and you will seek to honor that which you love and that which loves you. Amen. It's a heart issue. Most pastors spend a high percentage of their preaching trying to get God's people to love Jesus. Most pastors spend the majority of their preaching throughout the course of a year span geared to trying to get God's people to living right. That ought not to be. It should not require a whole lot of preaching to get you to live right. Amen? You agree with that? Anyway, there is the sources of honor. Men or from God. And I want to tell you, dear friend, if you'll make the choices to position yourself to honor God, God will honor you. You're not going to come out on the short end of the stick, buddy. God will honor you. God will honor you. So there is the sources of honor from men or from God. Most I've seen in life, those that are interested in the praise of men will never be interested in the glory or the praise of God. Honor from men makes you feel big. But honor from God makes Him big. So there's the sources. Number two, there is the seeking. Verse number 44, He made it very clear that the honor in the text in John 5. In John verse number chapter 5, verse number 44, He makes it clear that the honor that comes from God is to be sought after. Look what it says in verse 44. How can you believe which receive honor one of another? You know what that just said to me? That tells me that a person that's given to that and living for that are not saved. You let a young person grow up in church and start hitting the teenage years, and you see what happens. I've seen it in this church. People that God would deal with frequently, little girls and boys that God would deal with frequently, when they got up to where all of a sudden they got interested in popularity, and all of a sudden they had a cell phone, and all of a sudden they had a name, and they were involved in at school, and they had a name around school, and all of a sudden, you see, very seldom does God ever frequent that pew. You know why? He said it right there. How can you believe? How can you believe? Jesus saying, how can you do it? How can you believe which receive honor one of another? It'll hinder you from coming to God. It will hinder you from getting saved. It will hinder you from becoming a believer. Listen, I'm talking about a strong, powerful force. Anything that'll keep you from getting saved is a strong, powerful force. Anything that'll keep you from getting saved is of the devil, friend. Amen. And if he knows that it would keep you from getting saved, the devil will point all kinds of honor in your direction. He will cause people to notice you, that will promote you, that'll please you, that'll pamper you, that'll pet you, all for the sake of making you think you're somebody going somewhere. And really the agenda of the enemy is to keep you from believing. How can you believe that receive honor one of another? That's what Jesus said. Hello. And seek not the honor that comes from God. You don't hardly have to seek the honor that comes from men. It'll just happen. Because there's a nature in you that it'll just happen. It's natural. But if you seek the honor that comes from God, you'll have to seek after it. You'll have to purpose your life and position your life, my friend, to receive it. So there is this honor that comes from God must be sought after. And I would have to say that there's a lot of people spends most of their time, instead of seeking God's honor, seeking man's honor. Amen. But he said in these verses, I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. He said, that's why you're not seeking my honor. You don't love me. A person that loves Jesus wants to honor him. When the preacher preaches on sanctification and separation and godly living, and you get mad, you get defensive, that's a bad sign for you. Amen. You know why? Listen, when I'm talking about honor, being honored of men, receiving honor that comes from men, it governs a lot of things in people's lives. How they dress, even. It will govern how they dress. And you can tell by watching how people dress. If they're dressing to promote their flesh, they're dressing to promote their physical features. That's not to get honor from God. That's not to get honor from God. That is to draw the attention. That is to draw the attention of other people. Wearing all this name brand stuff, word names across, you said there ain't nothing to it. It's advertisement. It's advertisement. If you want to wear a name across you, just wear this. I am a born again Christian. Why don't you get the seamstress to sew that on your shirt? Put it on your shirt. I go to RBT. A church alive is worth the drive. Why don't you put that on your shirt? I know why. It's not that you're ashamed of your church. You just know that that will not impress them heathen friends of yours. That's right. Because they're not interested in where you go to church. They're interested in all the other things that you do that they're interested in. Say amen right there. Honor. Honor's a powerful thing in your life. What would you do to honor, get somebody to honor you? What would you do? I mean, friend, I could give you examples of young people that's done very wicked things all for the sake of trying to attract the love and affection and attention of a boy or a girl. If you have to put yourself in the trash can to impress somebody, look at what you're going to attract. You're going to attract what eats out of trash cans. Amen. That's right. Amen. Set your standards high, young people. Set them high. You said, but preacher, if I do that, nobody will like me. So? Let me give you another scenario. You said, preacher, if I don't do all that, nobody won't like me. And I said, so? What if you, my friend, do everything you think it requires for them to like you and they still don't like you? Because most of the time, if you lower your self-esteem, lower your standards, lower your purity for the purpose of attraction and for the purpose of honor, you're going to attract people that won't honor you no how. They're just interested in a feeling and a time and getting you and using you for their own wicked and ungodly purposes. They don't love you for who you are. They'll never make a good husband. They'll never make a good wife because they are not honoring God and they're not honoring you. You ought to have a standard in your life. If you don't honor God, you're not going to honor me and I'm not having you. Not even going to give you my phone number. But if you got that heart to want to have that honor, be honored of men, be honored of people, be honored of peers, what would you do? What limits would you go to? Where would you draw the line and say, that's it, I'm not going no further with that? Huh? Where would you draw the line? Where would you draw the line? If you'll do thus and so, you'll do that. If you'll go to the place where you stoop and you do this, my friend, listen, you said, but I'm not going to fight. If you'll do that, you'll do something else. Don't dip your colors. Value your purity. God gave it to you. Amen. It's like that young lady that went to school and she had made a vow of purity in her life. That she would hold herself and would keep herself pure for her husband. In the future day. She'd keep herself. And they made fun of her and called her names and everything in the book. Made fun of her. And I mean, she was so degraded and many times would go home from school feeling down and discouraged, depressed and crying even. And she was a praying, God, how can I deal with this? This is defeating me. And God gave her something to tell him. And she went back to school and that same bunch that was making fun of her because she was still a virgin and still pure. She told him, and God told her to tell him, she said, what you are, I can become any day of the week. But what I am, you will never be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't you feel intimidated? Don't you feel inferior, young people, if you're still virtuous, amen, and godly and pure, and you're keeping yourself and realize that fornication is sin, adultery is sin? I want to tell you, keep yourself. And brother, when you walk the marriage aisle as a virgin and give yourself to your mate, you'll be glad that you did. Amen, that's right. Amen. Yes, sir. You'll be glad you did. Well, glory to God anyhow. Amen. The sources of honor, the seeking of honor. And then, and there's a lot of things we can say about that. But then thirdly, there is the superiority or the preeminence. Which is the largest? Which is the tallest? Which is the biggest? Honor of God, verse 44, or honor of men? You said, preacher, there's no comparison. I know that. There's no comparison, but still I've got to ask, what is the superior? Which one is superior in your life? I know there's no comparison in reality to between the two, the honor that comes from God and the honor that comes from men. But I'm going to tell you, listen, there's a lot of people that has elevated honor of men, and my friend deflated the honor that comes from God. It'll show up on you. You can't hide it. Because what you want honoring you, you'll live for. It'll show up. All I have to do is listen to some of your music and I can tell you what honor you're wanting. Amen. All I have to do, my friend, is let's look at some of the friends that you're trying to impress. Some of the friends that you're trying to have the applause and praise from. All I have to do is look at them, see what quality they are, and I can tell who you're trying to impress.
That's right. Amen.
Amen, Jesus. The honor of God, the honor. Verse 44, he said, how can you believe which receive honor one of another? Seek and seek not. He hooks it up with an and. He said, and. That is, you're seeking honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God. You can't do both. One or the other, young lady, young man, adults in this service, one or the other will have the preeminence in your life. One or the other will have the elevation and the superiority in your life. One or the other. Amen, Jesus. If you honor men, your life, focus, feelings, thoughts, aspirations, all will be earthly, physical, financial, material, self-promoting. But honor that comes from God is heavenly. And if you'll honor God, if you'll honor His Son, and why do saved people not want to honor Jesus? I mean, seriously. My desire is, God, if it's wrong, I don't want it in my life. I don't care what people thinks about me to a point. I mean, I want to be able to win them to Jesus and all that, but I don't want to gear my life, how I live, over what they think about me. Because I promise you, if you live for Jesus and you follow His footsteps, there's a lot of people, even in church, that's going to look at you and think, God, what a strange oddball. Because they don't understand. Those that would live for the honor of men will look at those that are living for the honor of God. They'll look at you like, what a waste. What a waste. Going to church all the time. Testifying. Praying about God's will for your life? What a waste. Oh, friend, seek to honor God. I want my preaching to be geared to promote honor of Christ. to get you to honoring Him with your life, honoring Him with your habits, honoring Him with everything about you. Honoring Christ should touch every aspect of your life. There's not a part of your life that you could put yellow tape around and say, do not pass, do not enter. Jesus, honoring Christ, will touch every aspect of your life. Every private aspect of your life. And every public aspect of your life. Those that wants to honor Christ, to be honored by Christ, they're going to try to live right no matter where they are. They're not going to look around and see if anybody's looking. They're going to look up and know that He's looking. Amen. Young people, please gear and chart the direction of your life to honor Christ. Do so, and then you tell me and report back to me in about 15 years and tell me if it's in vain or not. But if you live your life to have the honor of men, I can go ahead and tell you, it's a dead-end street. It's a downhill course. And Lord only knows where you'll be in 10 years. Brother Klepper, most of those people that you dealt with in prison or in jail that you arrested or whatever, I guarantee a high percentage of what they were caught and was guilty of that put them behind bars was for the purpose of or was attached to the praise of men. There's people, my friend, that to impress somebody has done some very bad crimes to impress somebody. Most people, if they'd be honest, your first experience. And you don't ever have to have a first experience. Young people, you listen. You don't ever have to have a first experience with drugs and alcohol and those things. But most people that did, most people that have will testify, I was trying to impress somebody. I was running with a crowd and I knew that if I didn't do it, I would not be honored, but rather I would be ridiculed. That I would be made fun of, and you yielded. Why would you want to be a puppet? Just whoever you're around, they're the ones that's pulling your strings. Every move you make, it's not because it's really in your heart, it's just those around you. Come on, fit in. Do this, do that. Listen to this. Get saved. If you're not saved, get full of God. Surrender your life wholeheartedly to the Lord and live to honor Him, and He will honor you. Amen. Let's all stand on our feet. Father, I pray You'll take this simple thought of honor and use it and speak to our hearts with it. Challenge my heart with it. Lord, peer pressure is a driving, controlling force in our day. People that are interested in peers live to impress peers. Most of the time will not be spiritual, if not all the time. They'll not be spiritual, and most of the time they'll not be pure because they will do things that they know is not scriptural. They'll do things they know their preacher has preached against. They'll do things they know that parents have instructed them against. All for the sake of honor. Father, have Your way. Take the message. Use it, Lord. You just spoke to my heart with it. In my devotions, And I just shared it tonight, what you gave me. Just simple little thought, but Lord, how powerful. How powerful this thing of honor is. Lord, help everybody here just to look at their lives and see which is most important. Honor that comes from men. Honor that comes from one another. Or honor that comes from the Lord. And if we honor men that's not right with God, then they'll honor us when we're not right with the Lord. Just take the message, I pray, and use it for your glory.
God bless you. Thank you for visiting Rogersville Baptist Temple's website and for listening to this message preached at Rogersville Baptist Temple.